Let's talk about the taxi cab situation.
Yes, a lot of the people affected have no transportation anyway. And, of course, they're low-income earners. So with losing everything that they already had, no food, you know, the freezer contents and the fridge contents, obviously their limited financial situations are stretched even further. So they have no transportation to get to any of the alternate banking sites because all five banks are downtown and all five banks are affected.
Oh, wow.
So they can't access that. They can't access the two grocery stores that are located on the outside of the town. And, of course, so for even the laundry services, that's been affected as well. So they have no transportation, even if there was somewhere to get to do their laundry. Challenges that some people are facing immediately right now. So Goddard Taxi, we've worked with for years for delivering food hampers to get out, that and as much as is able and as possible to be able to help people access the taxi to get to where they need to go to address their immediate living daily concerns.
What have they been doing the past 2 weeks?
A lot of people are still in shock.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yes, a lot of people are still in shock. And the trauma, you know, they're determined. They're wandering around. Like, okay, are my friends okay? And it's shocking.
It's like a bomb site.
Yeah. So the trauma. There's going to be a lot of post traumatic stress. There's a lot of jumpiness. Wing evening, we had quite a bit of wind and hearing loud bangs, and people are jumping where they never.
And that'll go on all their lives.
If it would be helpful at all, I can just read you one of the letters that we've put out.
Go for it.
Okay. Dear supporter, St. Vincent de Paul has been designated as the source of distribution of perishable food items to the victims of the tornado. Anyone with or without hydro can come here to get fresh milk, margarine, fresh vegetables, fresh fruit, and meat. Other foods are also available, as is hygiene products, first aid, clothing, linens, furniture are available through St. Peter's Catholic Church. Anybody affected at all. So it's an access point at St. Peter's from... The perishable food items are available here at the store location from 12 to 4, Monday through Saturday as well. Emergency-type situations can be arranged for delivery for those unable to get out or access other services. Many are requiring this assistance every day, as there is still no natural gas or hydro to some residents, while others are accessing every couple of days. Some whose hydro is finally restored have nothing salvageable, so we are attempting to give them a week's supply to give them an opportunity to catch their breath. Many homes affected are without insurance of any kind. Many are in lower income situations, and many are now out of work, with so many businesses destroyed or damaged within the community. Many homes have taken in displaced persons and pets, so are unprepared for the extra mouths to feed. We are delivering food hampers to the people without transportation or who are unable to come to us for other reasons, so no one will go hungry. In addition, we're still preparing and delivering hot meals to those who are unable to get out. Many people who have lost entire freezers of foods along with the contents of the fridges with no insurance, we're endeavoring to provide as much aid as possible to make this tragedy a little easier for the people to endure. As well, we're trying to liaise donors of larger items such as beds, mattresses, appliances to the people who have lost such in their home. Right now we have a woman who's lost two single beds that her children stayed on. Thank goodness nobody was hurt, but the beds are gone, the frames, and mattresses, box springs. So as soon as we get, for example, a donor who has two beds, they're going straight to her house. So we try to look outside the box and address the immediate needs of the people that are dealing with this right here, right now. A lot of the funding and the big donations that are going to the big organizations, that's being obviously funneled to the town cleanup, which is obviously very important as well, restoring safety and structure to the larger buildings. Two major churches of our area have significant damage, and so all that cleanup is necessary. So that funding is definitely necessary. Where we're trying to address more is to get right down on the ground with the people who are having to try to figure out how they're going to get their laundry done, how they're going to be able to get somewhere, anywhere, to get food for their animals. We have people who, okay, well, I put up this family, but now my home has fleas, you know. So even the more outside-of-the-box things that people are dealing with and struggling with right now, those are the things that we're trying to deal with. Because we're a volunteer here at St. Vincent de Paul, we have over 45 volunteers. Every item that's being sold through the store, whether it be clothing or appliances or whatever, that can be channeled directly back into the community, 100% of it. And that's what we are doing. Every single sale that we're making right now is going right back into that. If we need milk and it's not coming in through donations, we're buying it. And the same with meat or whatever it happens to be, we're doing the best we can to fill the immediate needs of the people who are victimized the most.
You're on the streets. You're with the people.
Yes.
The government can take care of, like you said, the big projects.
Right, right.
And so what we should be focusing on as far as donations then are the things you're talking about. Here in Hamilton, we can probably give cash. That's probably the best way.
Absolutely.
To send cash.
Now, right now, I mean, if people, I mean, yes, we can give them 3 or 4 days' worth of meat and stuff, but what about, I mean, the ones that have lost everything? That's 100% of everything. How can you lose more than 100%? And there's no agency saying, well, here's $100, go... go get some milk in your fridge. You know, there's nobody saying that. So these people are out 100%. And they're already on Ontario Works or Ontario Disability. So the government says, well, of course, we can't give 2 checks for basic needs. We only 1 a month. That's it. It doesn't matter what happens. So
wow.
These people are seriously affected. So, you know, even if it's gift cards for Food Basics or Zares or Giant Tiger, Shoppers Drug Mart. Those are things that they can access. People who need Depends, for example. There's no organization out there that gives those, and yet they're very costly. There's no support for that, and like I said, when you're already down the note and then you're wiped out with your food, so sometimes even the most basic dignity items are also being completely overlooked as well.
And they can't go and get it for themselves.
Exactly, yes, and then they have no transportation.
Okay, so which one do you want to solve first? The transportation, I guess, is a crucial one.
Yes.
What do you want us to do?
Well, in a perfect world, let's, these people who are directly affected, let's make sure that some of these funds being raised and donated are actually getting to them.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I have some concerns.
I know here at the society, because I'm involved right on the ground level, and because of who we are and how we're doing it, we're not legislated like a lot of the other organizations. And like I said, all of the money does go directly back in anyway. So as they are coming up, we're able to address each specific need that people come to us. We're doing our very best.
Do you have a way of getting cash to you?
Of course, yes.
We get cash to you and then you can distribute it to whoever needs it?
Absolutely, absolutely. Be happy to do that.
So how do we do that?
Okay, well, it could be through a bank draft.
Okay.
It could be a money order. It could be a check. A check could be made payable directly to Society of St. Vincent de Paul, Tornado Relief.
And people will be writing this down. It's directly to St. Vincent de Paul.
Yeah, Tornado Relief.
Tornado Relief.
Yeah, and then we can guarantee hands-on, first-hand, face-to-face. No organizations, no paperwork, no check marks, no list. The people that are directly affected are getting something put back in their pocket.
I've heard from some of the people I've talked to is that they're having a problem saying the word tornado.
Yes, yes, but it is what it is. And, yes, it's going to be the long-term effects. We're not even going to be able to comprehend for some time. Mine has been affected, and we had already lost our only other source of industry when Volvo left.
Yeah.
So this is going, and we're already through the food bank that we run. We're already seeing those people now. So now on top of this, we have all these low income earners as well as self employed people, like all the restaurants downtown. I mean, we're talking minimum wage jobs that they were already living paycheck to paycheck. It's part time, so there's not even going to be employment insurance.
Wow.
Yeah. So the long term effects here are just going to domino. A year from now, we're still going to be, the ripple effect is going to be tremendous.
You know, we're still going to have to do this long term.
It's going to be a major problem. We only had, you know, 2 part giant time jobs available in our newspaper to begin with. These people now are going to, so yes, the job situation is definitely good.
So it's 1-519.
524.
524.
1087.
1087, and that gets to you.
Yes, you can leave message if I'm not here. Or you can get me 24 hours a day on my cell.
I would like you to, when you talk about these different issues and items that you're talking about, I mean, you've explained the overall look, why these people are in this situation. Let's talk about the taxis. And I mean, if checks keep going straight to you,
yep.
I mean, it makes it easier for us. It makes it easier for anybody that wants to donate because, like you said before, you're a small community. You're all friends.
Right.
Then you can take care of a person that wants to come to your location to get food or to get T-shirts or whatever. You can send the taxi.
Yes, I can.
That's the best idea.
Yeah.
I like that.
Pat Smith, she's the owner of Goddard's Taxi. And we have her number on speed dial. So like we've been working together for years doing exactly the same thing. So I know that that won't be a problem either.
Is there any other organization that you think is a good organization from the streets? Salvation Army, maybe?
They're dealing more with taking care of feeding the town's workers.
They're feeding people.
Cleanup crews. So that's where they're kind of focusing right now.
Okay.
They even closed down their food banks.
Right, and they're just feeding people that are volunteering.
Yeah, well, and the like the policemen, the firemen, the cleanup crews.
Are they feeding any of the people you're talking about?
They're set up at the Knights of Columbus, which is at the opposite end of the town. So although I'm sure the odd one is getting in there, I don't think nearly enough are being served. No, that's my own personal opinion. The transportation issue. Now, if somebody could send like a shuttle down at 4 o'clock and, okay, you know, we'll shuttle, and I think they would see more people being fed and fed properly.
At the Salvation Army.
Well, they're set up at the Knights of Columbus.
Right. I was under the impression that there were cots and emergency beds at the Knights of Columbus.
The Knights of Columbus?
Yeah.
Not one person was, thank God, you know, was billeted. Everybody had housing.
People are putting people up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's what I said. It's a small community. They take care of each other.
Well, it's a colossal job, so you can't do it all.
Exactly, yeah.
Right. Instead of people coming up there with bags of, say, you said Depends and toothpaste and toothbrushes and...
Yeah. Right now, the you know, some big things would be like the Depends that I mentioned, some powdered milk.
Can you get that stuff if we send money?
Absolutely we can, yes.
So everything...
Most of our grocery stores are on the outside of town, so yes, we can absolutely do that. But those are big things right now.
Yeah, that's what people have to remember.
Like Tylenol, Advil, you know, first aid supplies and things like that. Those are definitely, and they have long shelf life. So if people want to actually purchase something, that's what we're hoping that we'll look more towards right now.
But rather than bring people up there with boxes of Tylenol and diapers,
right.
Since, as you said, everybody's in shock and wandering around and not even in a routine yet, it's probably
right, exactly.
Best.
Once school gets back, I think that's going to help a lot too.
Right, but these people are being billeted around the city.
Right.
I mean, it's not even a city. It's a town.
Right.
See, here in Hamilton, we're used to, you can walk to where you need to go. You can take public transit. In Goderich, if you don't have a car, you're lost.
Exactly. And the Ontario Works building is in Clinton, which is a full town away. One way is $20 by taxi to get to the social services in Clinton. It's not even set up here.
Yeah, now. Well, that's social services, not social.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's like, well... I don't know. Well, you know what? I tell you, it is great to finally meet a like-minded individual because
You mean like a real
either.
Person on the street that's not, yeah, don't have to sit at a boardroom to decide something?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's
yeah,
how
no,
I like
they're
it.
They're not fond of me around here either.
That's fine. Well, let's do what works for Goderich.
Yeah, I'm happy to do that, yes.
Is there any possibility that anybody in Goderich has, as you said, a shuttle bus? Do they have vans? Would they be willing to shuttle people around?
So far, before the tornado, we haven't been able to coordinate anybody to do that because of the insurance liability.
Okay, now there's another loophole. Can't give the guy a ride?
Again.
Wow. Get the loopholes out of the road, guys.
Oh,
get the
yes. Quit with the red tape. And that's why we stay volunteer. Because we don't want the red tape. We don't want to have to answer. We don't want to have to say, well, I'm your boss. You have to do this or I'm firing you.
Yeah.
You know, we like to still get down and get dirty. And
well, this is just stupid. Here we have an emergency. People need to go 20 miles to get their check.
Right.
And yet, you know, a neighbor can't drive them for fear of insurance. This is ridiculous.
Yeah. Right. And then how do you get the people who do have, are willing to drive, how do you get them hooked up with the people who need the ride? To get these people together and that.
So obviously through you and your friend, I would think.
Right, well, and that's what we've been doing as much as is possible. But, I mean, we have 5,000 other things going on all at the same time. We're trying to address the foods, the hampers, the shut-ins, as well as the perishable food, the non-perishable food, getting St. Peter set up, receiving the donations, sorting the donations, and still trying to keep the food banks running, and not just our own food bank, But the food bank that the two food banks that the Salvation Army shut down, you know, so we had all, you know, so we've got like 50 different irons floating in the air right now, and we of course after the fact that people had been turning away offers of generators. We could have used those, but nobody contacted us. No, nobody called us.
Well, there's a lack of communication. Do you not have a small radio station around?
Well, we do, but everybody thought that the main point was at the Knights of Columbus. Well, the communication never got any further. So as they were all set, the Salvation Army was saying, no, we don't need this. No, we don't need this. No, we don't need this. 3 days later, it filtered back to us, and it's like, well, we could have used those volunteers. You just turned away that food that you said we didn't. You could have eaten homemade muffins and homemade cookies and trying to make sandwiches. They were taking them over to the Knights of Columbus, and there's no, we can't use any of that. It's not made in a proper kitchen.
They threw food in the garbage over at the Knights of Columbus because they couldn't guarantee. And this is a small town. How can they not know where it came from?
Well, this is all part of the problem. These are the types of things that need to be addressed. Now, obviously, none of us had a dress rehearsal either.
No, there's no dress rehearsal.
There's a lot of confusion, and even when volunteers would come, they said, "Well, no, we can't use you," or they, you know, there was no answer, or this or that. Again, we could have used some of those volunteers when they were coming forward, saying, "No, we have generators." They were being turned down, saying they weren't needed anymore. Well, we had lots of people that could have used them. But and now, obviously, it's all too late. You know, the freezer contents are all gone now. It's too bad that they don't realize that, hey, we're out here, we're doing the same job, and we have been since 1983.
Let's just focus on things that we can do. We've got your number. Taxis, we've talked about. You're going to take care of that if somebody sends cash to you.
Absolutely.
You will take care of the taxi situation so somebody that needs to get out and get their OW or ODSP check can get that.
Yep.
They can get to your place. That's a wonderful thing you're doing. That's the number one thing. And thanks to your friend who doesn't know that we've just done this to her, Pat.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Pat, you just got sucked into this, okay?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
All right, okay, so that's one big problem solved. Down in our end in Hamilton, we've had people that say, well, let's gather this, let's gather that and drive up there. And I keep thinking that's not a good idea because they've got enough problems. Where will you sleep? Where will you eat?
I'll tell you, in 1 month, we want them to drive stuff up here. In 1 month, give us a chance to catch our breath and find out again and reevaluate in 1 month's time. And then again, I want them to do it in 3 months' time. And then in 6 months' time, don't forget about us when we're out of the news. Because it's the longer term. So don't let them think that they can't do anything just because you're not doing anything right now. That does not mean we don't need you. We do need you. We do need you months from now.
You don't have to worry about it being out of their minds, because as long as I'm able to still squeak or squawk into this microphone,
attagirl,
I'm going to be, and it's literally squeaking and squawking.
That's when the rest of the world's going to forget we're here.
Yeah.
You need them more than ever. Hoping people will be able to learn from what's happened with us, and that good things will come from it. I mean, there's a lot of heroes. I mean, I'm not trying to be negative. There's a lot of heroes. A lot of people have stepped up, and a lot of our young people have got out there and got dirty. And tremendous how people have stepped up and are the best to take care of each other. You know, and how amazing it is that not one single person had to spend one night set up at the Knights of Columbus.
It is, and it's amazing not more people were hurt.
Exactly.
I'm just amazed by that. I do want you to go over again the things that people need that you have not gotten and you think would be the best for the people on the streets.
Okay. All right. Right now we're looking for Tylenol, Advil, canned potatoes, coffee whitener, sugar, Splenda, Depends pull-ups. We're looking for vitamins, children's vitamins as well as adults. Canned fruit, packed in water. We have a lot of diabetics and special needs people, so the fruit packed in water is good. Honey, cheese whiz, ketchup, mayonnaise, the stuff that you would normally have in your fridge that is now all gone and is costly to replace. You know, that wouldn't need refrigeration necessarily until after it's opened, you know, such as like barbecue sauce, HP sauce, that kind of thing. But with kids going back to school, alternate sandwich, things like Nutella and stuff like that. Those would be the major things besides the money of and donations to help with the transportation, even gas vouchers, things like that. Vet bills. There's another one.
I got it, Mary. Yeah. What would you like to say to sign off this segment?
Most importantly, we'd like to thank everybody for all their efforts and all their thoughts and their prayers. We would not be doing so well and rallying so well without the support of so many people that, you think you have friends and then you find out for sure that you do have friends. And we appreciate every single one of you, every single thought, every single prayer, as well as the donations, but they're secondary. Most importantly is the camaraderie and knowing that we're not alone. So we thank every one of you for everything you've done.
Thanks, Wonderful. Mary.
Okay, thanks, Maggie.